Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and today we're going to discuss our emotional age and how it impacts us. So we might be 40 years old, 60, and you know there's times when we're emotionally acting as though we're 20. Well, maybe we wish we were still 20, but you know, if you don't recognize when we're acting emotionally younger than we are, you know, probably others do. I'm sure we can all think of people who don't act their age, and we say to ourselves, oh, I wish they'd grow up. Well, we need to recognize it in ourselves when we do that. It impacts our relationships with ourselves and others. Today, my guest is Crystal Andrus, who has created a process where you can discover your emotional age and how it impacts every aspect of your life. Crystal is a leader in the field of self-discovery and personal transformation. She has risen to become an international coaching sensation, three-time best-selling Hay House author, international speaker, TV personality. She's the host of The Crystal Andrus Show and most recently Empowerment Class, both on CBS, the New Sky Radio. She's also the founder of the SWAT Institute. SWAT stands for Simply Woman Accredited Trainer. And she's also founder of the new online magazine, Simply Woman. Her latest book is about emotional age. It's in the works and will prove to be her greatest accomplishment to date. So we're going to want to watch out for that book coming out soon. Her passion is to get down in the trenches and help people become the heroes or sheroes of their own lives. You can look at her websites at www.crystalandrus.com. And that's A-N-D-R-U-S, crystalandrus.com, or www.simplywoman.com. So welcome, Crystal.
Wow, thank you. Great to be here.
Yes. Well, I love first for people to start off with their stories, how you came. I know for you, helping women is just paramount in your world, in your life. So tell us about, you know, when you decided this was your path to be an advocate for women.
Oh, great question. And I think I would bet almost anyone who's really passionate about what they do for whatever cause it is, or, you know, it really usually comes from sort of the genesis of their own experiences. And that's what happened for me. And first off, let me say, I never really chose the path. It wasn't like I laid out, you know, 20 years ago and said, I'm going to be a woman's advocate. Never. I wouldn't even have used those words ever in a million years. And quite interestingly, when I think about growing up, my mom was the fifth daughter of six girls, and there were only girls, no boys in the family. And, you know, my mom got pregnant really young and had us young, and our very early years were probably pretty good, and I don't really, you know, I think we all think our years are pretty good unless there's something traumatic, but nothing really traumatic happened until about the age of 12, and my parents just emotionally, exactly sort of the catalyst of why I created this book, emotionally were, you know, my mom would have been 32 years old, but behaved like a 12-year-old. And I was a 12-year-old, probably acting like a 50-year-old. And And I was always really emotionally mature, and I was a real caretaker, and my life became really, really, really chaotic. My parents split up, and my mom really did act like a teenager, and she would still probably say to this day, she never really emotionally moved past the teenage years, and that can be, you know, really difficult to age and to still be stuck. And it's funny, because when you talked about it at the beginning, I think we all want the lightheartedness of being young. And that's not what we're really talking about. It's really how you handle crisis and challenges. And so my teenage years were really turbulent. There was a lot of sexual abuse. My father moved away, and my father certainly wasn't an abuser, although God bless him, he was very neglectful. But there were too many men coming in and out of our home, and there was me and my little sister, who was only 4 years old, and I was a real caretaker and protector for her. And there was a lot of sexual abuse. At 15, I moved out. I tried, you know, many times to move my sister in with me. By the time I was 18, she lived with me. She was only 12 years old. But just prior to that, I'd gone for my very first physical and found out I had the beginning of cervical cancer, at very early stages of cervical cancer as a 16, 17-year-old girl. And I really believe it. The body is a messenger, and I was very intuitive, and my body responded, with cervical cancer, I think, in sort of a resistance to all that sexual abuse. So I had my sister, was way too mature, way too young, got married at 21, had my first child at 24, 25, gained a ton of weight, and really got to experience so many aspects. And, you know, right in there, in 21, I had a really serious head injury that left me with seizures, abnormal activity on my left temporal lobe. So I, by the time I was 28 years old, had gone through a lifetime of head injuries and seizures and cervical cancer and abuse and sexual abuse and homelessness and raising a child and having my own two children. And at 28, 29, I knew the marriage was wrong. God bless him. And I really truly say it like that, not with any kind of, there's no venom in there. Wrong guy gave me the most beautiful right children. And at 30, I left that marriage, and that was the catalyst. I lost a lot of weight. I really was so wounded that I wasn't ready to work with men. I my mom, as much as she was so emotionally mixed up, she was also a bit of a man hater, and I didn't take on the hating role, but I had these aunts and my mom who were real feminists, and it's crazy, you can be a feminist and be really mixed up with men too. It's a kind of a funny thing that I was supposed to be born to her to give me so much good and bad. And it wasn't until my 30s that I really knew, and I left that marriage, and I had these two little girls who are now 18 and 17. We just got back from Niagara Falls. We did a lot of shopping, and it was a wonderful bonding time. But I left that marriage, and I knew I had a lot of healing to do. And as I healed, I would write. Never been a writer in my life, never even wrote in a diary or a journal. But as I had these sort of epiphanies, and that's really what they were, it was like lights would turn on, 3 a.m., bing, I would wake up, and I finally just had the idea to put a journal beside my bed and a pen, and I would fill them, and I would write in the middle of the night, and my feelings and my thoughts and my fears would come out. And I always sort of had this voice of wisdom that would speak to me. It was me. I'm not trying to say I was some crazy, not that it would be crazy. I think there's a lot of people that channel greatness. Maybe I was. Maybe I was channeling my own greatness. But I would have these words of wisdom that would also come to me when I was writing. And I recognized that I had been in mother energy for way too long. That's what I coin it, mother energy. That's selfless to the point of exhaustion, to the point of overprotectiveness, that you forget to protect yourself. In my 30s, I realized that I'd spent so much of my life helping women who were still emotionally like teenagers or even like helpless little girls, and I coined that daughter energy, and they could be 60 but still emotionally be like a child. And I don't mean mentally or chronologically or biologically or IQ-wise, really emotionally. And so my 30s were spent almost exclusively working with women, and now in my 40s, I have created an international coaching school and lots of books and this new book. So it's really been, it wasn't really a path that I went at 20, oh, I'm going to work with women. It's just a genesis and an organic unfolding.
Isn't it wonderful when it happens like that? It's just, you know, you know you're on the right course. It just, you know, I think you intuited that that's where you should be. And so you already talked about these emotional ages. You have the mother energy and the daughter energy. And then there's the woman, what you call the woman energy.
Yeah, the high point. The point in all of us, we all know it. Like there's moments where we just all recognize, wow, I'm on my game. I feel amazing. I'm handling things really well. I'm attracting really healthy relationships into my life. My income is healthy. I feel healthy. That's really, woman energy is a very healthy place to be. And you can be at it when you're 20 and you can be at it when you're 90. And that's really what we're trying to find is this, is transcending both that mother and daughter, taking the good and lifting up it up into a really balanced, strong place.
Well, I think you brought up something. You haven't said it, but I think what you're saying is, because you describe your life and all the trauma you had and the abuse, that that's what triggers us to stay. You got caught in the mother energy from that. You had to be overprotective. You had to take care of your mother. You had to take care of your sister, who was younger than you.
Yep.
And then some people get caught in the daughter energy. And don't you think it comes from those traumas that we lock into those incorrect positions?
I do. That's exactly what I think it comes from. And I think mother energy can come from trauma as well. I don't necessarily think it's just the way that it unfolds for each person. And I definitely think daughter energy, whenever I see someone acting that way, and I would say it to my daughters if they're at school and they say, Mom, this girl, she's just, you know, every weekend she's at a different party drunk and with different boys, I say, she's like, give her love, send her love, and know that no one chooses that. That's a wounded little soul in whatever way, and it doesn't mean she was sexually abused, but in some way she has emotionally been wounded, and this is how she's trying to heal it. And quite often we try to heal the very thing that we're wounded by with the very thing we were wounded by. So I see that. And a lot with mother energy is most often that you've been so negated, you've been so forgotten about, and you've been impressed upon that a woman's own sole purpose is to be selfless and take care of other people. And mother energy is hard to transcend because of that.
Yes, and we're going to talk more about this when we come back. This is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Women of strength. Women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Crystal Andrus, who's the founder of the SWAT Institute, and also the upcoming author of the book, Emotional Age, is what we're talking about. Crystal, let's go a little more into the depth of the qualities of, you know, mother and daughter energies.
Sure. Well, yeah, each emotional age has, like you said, really kind of specific qualities, and it's really ways of acting and reacting, and they give off a certain, you know, we each give off a certain type of energy, and each one of those kind of archetypes give off a certain type of energy, and that's why we called it mother energy. You know, you can almost feel the energy level. Even when you think about the words, it's like, what's that mother energy level like? And she's exhausted. And it's such selflessness to a fault. It really is to a fault, because if you are in mother energy, you're exhausted, and that's not the greatest expression of you. And she is just so fiercely protective and responsible and efficient and practical, and sometimes even slightly masculine, because who has time for all that? This just, it's so down to business. She's just so down to business. And whether she's more like a martyr mother, you know, where her kids walk in the door and scream at her and she lays down on the ground and says, you know, stomp all over me, get it all out, or whether she's a real domineering sort of matriarch, that's a little more masculine, it's still really devoted to the needs of others, and she has a very difficult time connecting to her own body, her sexuality. She's sort of shut down. She lives in her head because she's always thinking. She's 10 steps ahead. She's so thinking and thinking and thinking about what needs to be done and how does it need to be done best and how is the best way to do it. And daughter energy is sort of the opposite, and I almost don't like using the word selfish, because I don't want to shame anybody. Because daughter energy doesn't want to be selfish, but she's kind of got this coy, cute, slightly manipulative demeanor. And it really, where it comes from is under it, is she's afraid. She's just afraid she's not going to get hers. She's afraid. She doubts herself. She doesn't realize her worth. And so she struggles in a different way. Mother energy wants to stay under the radar. Like, you can almost see a woman and physically see them. And you can almost spot mother energy by the way she dresses, how covered up she is. Even if she's really slim, she'll always be very covered, excessively proper. And daughter energy is an attention seeker. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of us. You've got a radio show, I've got a radio show. We're doing things that our purpose is part of being in the world and being on a stage. So, but this is a different kind of drama. This isn't purpose-driven attention because you're creating something important. It's really a lot of drama and dysfunction And she more behaves like either a helpless child, and she really does feel helpless. And I've coached women, and I know other people think, give me a break, come on, lady. But inside, when I'm coaching her, I think, you have no idea how helpless she feels inside. Or there's the rebellious sort of wounded teenager, and she's more extreme, you know, a lot of mood swings. There's a lot of addiction that comes in there, and God bless her. She just can't see outside of herself for very long. She's just so caught up in her emotions. And then woman energy is sort of that balanced, epitomized. She knows how to give and she can receive, because woman energy is still very receiving. Daughter energy is demanding, and mother energy is very giving. And woman energy, there's a difference between demanding and receiving. Feminine energy is very receptive. She knows when her cup is full. She knows when she has to give. She knows, I'm good right now. I can do this. I'm not giving more than I can afford to lose. But she also knows when she's getting close to empty, and she knows how to say, I adore you. I love you. I can't. I won't, actually is a better word, I won't. I won't do that to myself. She knows how to balance self-care with caring about others, and she has strong boundaries, but she doesn't do it with aggressiveness. It's sort of with joy and a lightheartedness. So it's sort of a different kind of energy. And when you're around her, you know, I use this example. Like I said, we were just coming from the United States across the border, and these long lineups. And the way I talk to my daughters, I'm like, we'll be through fast. Mom, look at how long. It was a female that was the border crossing guard, and my kids said, she keeps everybody there like 10 minutes, and you can see people just pulling out papers after papers to get back into the country. And I said, watch how I do this. And they got worried. I said, stop worrying. You don't need to be in that place of worry. That's very mother energy. You don't need to be there, and you don't need to be a helpless child. Watch. We literally pulled up, boom, boom, boom. I said, when you have nothing to hide, I delivered it. We were probably through that border crossing in 30 seconds, and they both laughed. And I said, this is how I want you to live your lives, with that kind of certainty. And that's what woman energy brings. And it doesn't mean I'm always certain. Of course, I have my moments, but I think it's an emotional place that when we get to, boy, it feels so good inside your own body to live with that kind of confidence.
Yeah, and what a great example to be for your daughters. You know, think of all the people, well, a lot of us that wish we had that training when we were younger.
Because
our mothers,
get it.
They don't know how to teach us how to be a woman. That we learn the mother energy, we learn the daughter energy. We don't always learn the woman energy. It's a very rare person that is able to pass it on to the kids. And I think our generation now, or what's happening now, is we are working hard at that.
We are, and Chris, I know you've been committed to, you know, to feminine consciousness, and, you know, but I think a lot of us don't realize, and we're not taught, this is not taught in schools, and unless you take a woman's studies class or course in university, you know, every other war is taught in school, and yet no one really talks about the war that was against women. And I don't mean to say that in any way that makes me anti-man, but, you know, 30 years ago, women couldn't even get their own mortgage. 100 years ago, women weren't considered a person by law. We weren't considered people by law. We were a possession. We were a domestic commodity. We couldn't vote. We couldn't own property. We couldn't run for office. If you were married and you had children and your husband didn't think he could afford your children, he could put your kids up for adoption. You had no recourse. We just didn't have any power. And so we were, you know, 100 years ago, and I've just studied this so much, and it just became such a passion of mine. And I would read the books that women were literally the two coined terms were the drudge and the doll. So you either learn to be mother energy, you better be selfless and put the needs of your family first, and that's what a good woman does. And then the doll is the pleaser. You better know how to please. If you don't know how to cook and clean, you better darn well know how to please that man, because that's your purpose in life. And sometimes men had both, a drudge and a mistress, a doll. And the doll would be terrified as she got older. Who's going to take care of me as I get older? So this really is new. We don't have a lot of role models in the media, because women couldn't be in the media even. So we don't have a lot of role models. We have them now. But we have 6,000 years of conditioning and beliefs, and probably right deep into the DNA of what we were allowed to do and be and become. So this is new for us, and new for men, because in all fairness to men, this is all new for them. When a little boy was born, whether it was 100 years ago, 500 years ago, or yesterday, he's called a mister. And when he's 10 years old, he has to check off what his prefix is before his name. He's a mister, and when he's 40, he's a mister. When he's 90, he's a mister. And when a little girl is born to this day, she's still a miss. And if, you know, thankfully, some man wants to marry her, she becomes a missus, and God forbid she is shamed and gets divorced, she's a miss. And our identity is still connected to whether we have a man in our life or not, and that needs to change.
Well, and it is changing with a lot of women. And you mentioned about like having our role models being very visible. That's something that I am focused on, that women become very visible and verbal and out there, so that young girls see women can be powerful and are valued and respected for who they are and their voices. So what are some famous examples of women in these three categories?
Well, I think everyone needs to find the one that feels right for them. And I think I for the longest time I was doing this on Facebook, and boy, did I get people riled up. You just can't even imagine. I would put, we use famous people, and although we don't really know them, we know enough about them in the media that we can see Lindsay Lohan's in Daughter Energy. We knew Amy Winehouse was in Daughter Energy, or Anna Nicole Smith, or all the housewives on all the shows. I mean, this is Daughter Energy. It's very apparent. Kim Kardashian, this is what Daughter Energy looks like. And sometimes for young women, it's hard because they see all these reality shows that are really stuffed full of Daughter Energy. Mother Energy is harder to point out because Mother Energy is not often famous. And although I'm going to, again, this may rattle people. You know, I see Oprah Winfrey, who probably is my greatest, she doesn't have any idea, of course, she doesn't know who I am, mentor, because I grew up, I was homeless at 15. I moved out, and her very first show came on. I was 16 years old, and every day I would get home from school, and I had this, well, not home, but to the room I was staying in, and thankfully there was a TV, and they would watch Oprah Winfrey, and that was the show. I literally feel like I grew up, but I watch Oprah Winfrey, and you can see over the years where she really moves into her woman energy. She's you can just see it. She's feeling, she's got her mojo, she's feeling really confident, she's still doing great work, but you just almost feel it. And then you can see when she's just taken on the weight of the world, and you can see that mother energy, and the weight starts to go up, and she says, I don't understand why I keep struggling with my weight. Well, probably because you take on the weight of the world. So that's mother energy. I would think Hillary Clinton is so woman energy, but she borders on mother energy. Sometimes you see her and you think, you don't look like you've slept, because you're saving the world, and that's beautiful. But if you get sick or you have a nervous breakdown, she probably won't, because she's so strong, because she's in such mother energy. But when she does, or if she does, that would be a great travesty. And woman energy to me is, I mean, we all have the idea. It's that woman that you look to and you think, she still remembers she's a woman. She doesn't want to be a man. And it doesn't matter if she's heterosexual or gay or lesbian, or none of that matters. Can you feel that strength that she has within herself and only bites off as much as she can chew, because she doesn't need to choke, because she'll die? So Jane yes. Fonda, Gloria Steinem, these are women I look yeah. to, and even younger ones, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, those are great examples, and we're going to have to go to our break right now. This is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Crystal Andrus.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Crystal Andrus. We've been talking about the emotional age, and we just went over all those different aspects of mother energy, daughter energy, and woman energy. And Crystal, you gave us some good examples. Sometimes it's good for us to then recognize. We can recognize in ourselves. And I noticed that the last you were talking about people who do understand woman energy, that often they'll fall back into daughter or mother energy. And I can see that happening when we're stressed out or we get triggered by something.
That's it.
Boom, we're back there being a mother instead of a woman. And so
yep.
It obviously affects our relationships.
Yeah, it's huge in relationships because men have an emotional age too. And I just stick with the same theme. There's men who are 25 years old and they're so entrenched in father energy, they are so boring. And just imagine a woman at 25 getting together with a guy, a woman in mother energy getting together with a guy in father energy. This would be one of the most boring, passionless, safe relationships. And maybe that would work for somebody. Maybe that's what they want. Maybe they've been so wounded that they just want really safe. But as a woman moves out of mother energy into woman energy, that isn't going to cut it anymore. She's really going to want a man that steps up and has that playfulness and still has that maturity. And so men have emotional age too. There's father energy. There's son energy. You could be 50 years old and still be a little playboy out there, you know, that's very selfish, a selfish son, and he's in son energy. And then, of course, there's man energy. And that's the ideal, is that when a woman can be in her greatest place and she gets together with a man in his greatest place. And the truth is, we women have a lot of power that I don't think we've been taught. And I think that's what makes a lot of men afraid, is women really do have a lot of power, and we can really yield. If we are wise, we can yield that power so beautifully in a relationship that it's not a power struggle, but we can bring out the best in the man we're with by not catering to him like he's our child and not expecting him to be our savior like he's our father.
Yes, and we get so caught up in those kinds of things.
Yeah, and I think sometimes when you haven't done your own healing and you're not healthy, the first 4 letters in the word healthy are heal, we keep going to people to help heal that in us. So maybe if you're in daughter energy, you do find yourself, you always go for that strong, steady, solid, and then 2 years in, you're just bored because you haven't healed yourself, and you realize, my gosh, I could be with, this is my father right now. And again, you could be 50 and he could be 40, but you're emotionally like you're 15 and he's emotionally like he's 60. So it doesn't, and imagine son energy and daughter energy together. These are just the chaotic, dysfunctional, people call them passionate, but they borderline on just completely unhealthy relationships. So the secret is each one of us healing, you know, those aspects of ourselves that are keeping us either too mature or too immature to really step into the greatest place that we can. And that's how we have really solid, beautiful, supportive relationships.
So how do you stop yourself? Because, you know, we go into reactions. So what do you tell people to when you get stuck in mother energy and you're in a relationship with a man who's, maybe he's father or son or whatever, but you get trapped in that kind of reacting in mother energy. What do you tell people to do?
Well, first off, with women, I say I want you to just completely and utterly focus on yourself, especially, and I've been coaching for 15 years, and like I said, I train coaches all over the world, and the biggest part I always say, and especially if someone comes to me and they're in turmoil and they think they want to leave their marriage or they're not happy, I say, whoa, no, we don't make any life-changing decisions like that when we're not in our own strong place. So it's always about coming back, refocusing on yourself, which actually is very appealing to a man. You know, a lot of times women will say, my husband tells me I should work out, and my husband tells me I should, and does he think I'm fat, and blah, 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 and I think, you know, men don't actually get how to say it properly. What they love is a woman who takes care of herself, and she's into herself. That's actually extremely appealing, except when it becomes narcissistic, like daughter energy, and you're obsessed with yourself and your looks. So I always say, let's take the focus back. What is it that you really want? So first, what is it that you really want to feel? And I use an acronym for the word woman. So what is it that you really want with the W? What are your intentions? How do you want to feel? How do you want to look? How do you want to be? What kind of relationship do you want? But first, let's focus on you. How do you want to feel? A great way to do it is just a real mindfulness. So I like to use famous people because famous people help to give us a bit of a true north where, you know, who do you want? What do you want your life if you could imagine? So what are those qualities? Because maybe you've forgotten them within yourself. What are the qualities that when you think of a real woman who's just really got it figured out, what are those qualities? So what is it you want? So you get very clear on that. And then I have the acronym O, which is overlook the obvious. And the secret behind that is learning how to sort of rise up above. And again, this is mindfulness. You know, we've been taught for the last 10 years about meditation, and it's still a beautiful, important thing to stay grounded. But mindfulness of how you're acting, just being able to ask yourself, what energy am I in right now? How am I behaving right now? What is it that I really want? W. Overlook the obvious. So my husband's acting a certain way, your partner is acting a certain way, and we can get caught up in responding to those words. You know, you get an email and somebody writes, I'm not blah, blah, blah. Overlook that. Overlook the obvious. Again, this is even in yourself. Overlook how you're really acting and what's really underneath, what's really going on. What is it that you're really feeling? What is it that you're really afraid of? What do you think's really going on here? If you could take the 30,000-foot view, if you could be neutral, if you could be an observer of this, so overlooking the obvious becomes an observer without judgment. So I can observe what's really going on here. Wow, my husband thinks he's losing me. Wow, my husband, whatever it might be, and we're talking relationships, but it can be with your boss, it can be with your children, your child walks through the door and they're in a really bad mood and they're yelling at you, and daughter energy would yell back. Mother energy, like I said, would say, oh my gosh, and she would want to fix it. And woman energy would be able to overlook that behavior and realize something's happened at school today. And honey, you know, I don't want you to misdirect this anger at me. I haven't done anything. I love you, and I can see that you're upset. What's going on? If you want to talk to me, I'm here. So you help people, for women, to get really clear, and then we move into the M, which is really learning to manage your emotions. I don't say master them. I think that's a really tall order. But I think to recognize, and I use the emotional scale or the map of consciousness. Dr. David Hawkins has an amazing book called Power versus Force, and the majority of Dr. David Hawkins' work is based off of this map of consciousness, and I love the map of consciousness because it really gives us almost like an elevator ride from the lowest emotional place somebody can be up to the most empowered place emotionally someone can be, and learning how to manage that. Where am I at this in this elevator ride? So if I'm really down on the first floor in guilt and shame, how can I just move up that elevator one ladder or one floor or one story at a time? How can I let go of the stories that are keeping me stuck in shame? How can I let go of those stories so I can rise up and really manage my emotions and respond in a way that's really effective and really going to give me the desired results? And the way to do that is the A, which is ask the right questions. You have to learn how to ask yourself the right questions. Your brain is a computer. It doesn't have a conscience. Your heart has a conscience. Your soul has a conscience. Your brain has downloaded information. So if you ask your brain, why am I so fat? Your brain will tell you why you're fat. It doesn't say, oh, honey, you're not fat. Speak nicely to yourself. If you ask your brain, you know, what is my purpose? What is my passion? It will tell you the right things. It will tell you, it will download. So learning to ask your brain the right questions really gives you and I think that's what I learned a long time ago when I said in the middle of the night I would ask the right questions and I got the right feedback. And N, which we can talk about after the break because it's so huge, is learning to negotiate new healthy boundaries. Women really, really struggle with boundaries and really knowing how to set healthy boundaries and how to negotiate them. So if you're in a relationship, which was the beginning of this whole question, how do you negotiate those new boundaries? And there's an art to that. And I like to do it in a more lighthearted way, but sometimes it's got to come down to when you do that, it makes me feel what I want, and if that doesn't happen, there'll be consequences. And teaching a woman how to say that in her voice, in her way, empowers her. And that's what that's all about.
Well, that's a, and you've got a great model there, you know, looking at what you want, overlooking the obvious, you know, becoming the observer and without judgment, and then managing your emotions and asking the right questions and negotiating healthy boundaries. So there's some real tools for people. So I hope people are taking note of that. And I want to let people know that Crystal has some free gifts on her crystalandrus.com website. Just go to crystalandrus.com and register for her 7 free gifts. Or go to simplywoman.com and register for Crystal's daily wool mantras that are available for free. So check out what she offers on her website. So this is Chris Stainis, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation and talk about how to negotiate new healthy boundaries.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Crystal Andrus. And first, Crystal, I would love for you to maybe there's more information for you to give about your gifts that you give on your website that you can let people know about.
Sure, thank you for that. Crystal Andrus, andrus.com. And, you know, I'm a big believer that I think before anybody signs up for courses and buys books and all of that, I think it's important to get to know each other. So I've created 7 MP3s, sort of similar, I mean, different topics and content to today's show, but, you know, sort of 15-minute little MP3s that you can download, and they kind of get you to get back on track if you've fallen off track in your life. They're sort of based around the premise of how to create success in your life and sustain it, still done in a sort of spiritual way. So you just sign up for that. Go to my website. On the very first slide, the picture that comes across, sign up for my 7 free gifts. There isn't a lot of, if you go to my site, there's tons and tons of give backs. There's not a lot of asking for anything. I do believe in building relationships, and because of that, you know, the SWOT Institute has become the number one coaching program in the world for women, and we're really proud of that because we've built really long-term sustainable relationships with women who are now going out and really being a light and a force in places around the world. 2016, we're building our first Simply Woman safe haven in Liberia, West Africa. So it's all about sort of giving back, and so that's what we do, and I've come to the place of really knowing when you give, it all unfolds the way it's supposed to. So come to my website, get that. If you want to go to our beautiful online magazine, simplywoman.com, I also have a 21-day Create and Sustain Success course you can opt into and get for free. Every single day you get an MP3 or a PDF. It's MP3 every day. That's for free as well. So I encourage people to take the 7 free gifts, the 7-day course first. When that runs out, take the 21-day course. You've spent a full month with me, and if you like what you hear, then buy a book or sign up for a course. We have a course starting in September that's really a lot based on what we talked about today, is really stepping into your woman energy. So I would really encourage people to do that. And if it fits and it feels right, that's how you know.
So you're having, starting in September, you have a 12-week
12-week telecourse. Yeah, every Wednesday night we get together. I've been doing this for about 8 years, and three times a year we meet once a week. I love it. I swear I think my entire life has catapulted because of the course, because I do it. Everything I teach, I do, and everyone changes because after 3 months I learn more. I've read more books. I've spoken at more events. I've been blessed to meet more people, and I really am a sponge. I just take it all in, and then I'm a teacher. So I love to take in often really complex material and think, how do you make this really simple? And I think, you know, the example of mother, daughter, woman is so simple that I think when you can make things simple, then people don't have to feel like they need therapy. And not that therapy is not wonderful if it's right for you, but I don't think people need complicated things. I think simple, fast mindfulness is the way that it works best. So that course begins September 25th, and we go into December one night a week. It's all recorded. So if you can't make a call, we set you up with a study buddy. We have a, you know, Facebook private group that we all share. I share as much that I would ever ask anybody to share. I share the ins and outs and the private moments of my own life because I'm an open book. And I think it really gives women permission to be okay with not being perfect when they hear all my tales of woe and wonder. And that's what life is. There's nobody that's just riding the wave all the time. And that's a myth, and it's wrong. And I remember when I first signed my first book with Hay House, and I met Louise Hay, and I went down, and I said to Reed Tracy, who was the president, I said, I got booked on, oh my gosh, one of my cruises with Deepak Chopra, a Deepak Chopra, a Journey to Healing. And I said, Deepak Chopra and I are doing a cruise, I think you got the wrong girl. And then, you know, and then I got booked with Wayne Dyer and, you know, all these incredible events, Sarah Ferguson and Dr. Phil. As these things were happening, I went to the president of the Hay House, and I said, I'm really struggling because I don't think I belong here. And he said, oh, you just have the fraud complex. Everybody has that when they first start because you're human and you think people, you know, hold you to the standard. And I said, I don't want that. Not that I've chosen to put myself in this place of a teacher, but I don't want to pretend I'm something I'm not because I still struggle. And he said, then always share that. Just keep it real. Keep it really real. And people will resonate with that. And that's what's worked for me.
Yes, well, it's a good example because sometimes people get put on a pedestal and then what happens then? They fall off the pedestal and we have huge expectations of people.
Yeah, we have to lower that expectation of not that I think when you're a leader that you shouldn't put yourself, you know, under an expectation to do your best and be your best, but I think everybody should, leader or not. And I think one of the things that I really teach to women, you know, for those that say, I have a voice, of course you do, and I have a message, of course you do, and you don't have to wait until you quit smoking, you know, quit this, quit that, lose 20 pounds, blah, blah. You don't have to wait to share your opinion. You don't have to wait to share your goodness. We all have parts of us that we wished we'd made better choices. I still wake up some days and say, why did I do that last night? But I did, and I still love myself. Like if my kid does something silly, I don't the next day say, I don't love you for a few days. I love you. You did a stupid thing last night. I love you. Let's get back on track today. And when you can have that gentleness and compassion with yourself, that really is the secret sauce to being happy in life.
Well, and that takes me back to, we were talking about negotiating new healthy boundaries, because what you just described with your kids is also creating healthy boundaries, knowing that the love is there for your daughters, but boundaries are needed.
Yeah, and you can't set a boundary and take care of someone else's feelings at the same time. And that was a hard thing for me to learn because I was always so worried about everyone else's feelings or if they were mad at me, if they didn't like me. And I thought if I became responsible for the way that I communicate and I speak in a way with dignity and honor and kindness and respect, I still have to say what I have to say. And if somebody gets upset with me, that's their problem. And if they don't want to be my friend anymore, then I'm probably better off without them. Even family members, you know, I became very strong boundary. Like, I love you, but this is really hurtful for me, and maybe I'm too sensitive. And I would always say it like that. I don't know, maybe I'm too sensitive, but this is unacceptable for me, and I can't keep being around this. So I love you, but I don't love what's happening. And so because of that, I have to set a boundary here. And maybe when I get stronger and I'm more like Jesus or I'm like the Buddha, maybe you can be around me and do those things, and they won't faze me. But right now, they faze me. So you don't have to justify or apologize or rationalize while you're setting a boundary, and you don't have to argue about it. You just learn how to calmly and firmly and respectfully speak your truth. And the people that really love you, and there may be a distance. For a week, you may not speak. But you have a knowingness that your true blues and your loved ones love you and respect you. And you teach people how to treat you with those strong boundaries. And I don't have a lot of problems in my life anymore because I've really been really clear about who I am and what I need.
Well, and that's what's important is because when you aren't clear and you don't state that, the drama, the problems, they just keep happening. And
Yep. And
no one knows unless you speak up and say what your boundaries are or what impacts you from people's behavior. They don't know they have to change, that they need to change.
And daughter energy has to learn how to set boundaries with herself. Daughter energy is like, you have to learn to, you cannot fly off the handle. And I would, even with someone in daughter energy, I would have to say, you can do whatever you want to do, but you're not going to do that to me. You're not going to speak to me that way and still have me show up tomorrow. So daughter energy, sometimes it's the greatest gift you can give someone who's in son or daughter energy is just to say it, bam, straight on. I love you, but this behavior is so immature and so unacceptable and way too much drama. Don't need that in my life. And when you want to get your stuff figured out, I love you and I'm here. It's a great gift to give people.
Yeah, it is a gift. Well, thank you so much. It's a gift for you for us to have you on the show today, Crystal.
Thank you, Chris.
And again, check out her websites, www.crystalandrus.com and also www.simplywoman.com. You could register for her free gifts. Check out her courses. Highly recommend it. So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. What age are you emotionally right now? Does it match your chronological age? Pay attention to when your emotions aren't in alignment with who you are today. So I'm going to remind people again, you can sign up for the monthly Women of Wisdom newsletter. Find out what we're doing. That is at www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events. Find out about our upcoming conference. Our annual conference in Seattle is February 13th to the 17th. We are going to have Donna Eden, who's an internationally known healer, a great presenter for us. People fly in to Seattle to see her, so it's going to be very exciting. We have other people being lined up. If you also want to present a workshop, we have applications still on our website. We can squeeze you in. The deadline is getting really, really close. I would email us right away or go to our website. Look for Conference 2014 on womenofwisdom.org's website. And the information and the application form is there. We really would need to have it no later than midweek, and that would be great. We're getting applications from all over the place. So also we have a deadline coming up for musicians and artists. Just email us at womenofwisdom.org. And I invite you also to check out my book. It's an Amazon bestseller, an award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And it's a compilation of stories and art and poetry from our conference, from attendees, from presenters, from myself. And it's an inspiring book, and it's a great gift for other women if you're wanting to find out, explore more on the Divine Feminine. I invite you to check the book out, and it also benefits Women of Wisdom. This is Christina. Thank you for sharing your hour with us today on Voices of Women. I look forward to talking to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.